One of the things that makes great jazz so exciting is the feeling that the musicians on stage are surprising themselves, attaining a level of almost telepathic communication where they complete one another's thoughts at lightning speed. That's what happened with pianist Oscar Peterson and guitarist Joe Pass, each of whom had the kind of formidable technique that allows a musician to create ideas and react to his partner's ideas on the fly. Pianist Lenore Raphael and guitarist Wayne Wilkinson will pay tribute to that legacy in a weekend concert in our Atherton studio. Lenore is on the phone with us now. Good morning, Lenore.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
All right. You two set a pretty high bar for yourselves, didn't you?
Well, you know, that's what we try to do. Keep aspiring to the best.
Yes. Well, I think that was a segment of your music. We just heard a blues for OP dedicated to Oscar.
Correct.
Was that you?
Yes, that was me.
It immediately reminded me of the incredible swing of the original OP trio, right?
I mean, yes.
There's a wonderful rhythmic through line to mm-hmm. all of Oscar's work, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. That's what drew me to Oscar initially, was that swing. And, of course, his fabulous technique helped.
Yeah.
So, you know, I am an Oscar devotee, yes.
Yeah, yep. So am I, Lenore. I grew up on the yep. OP trio, and it really made jazz accessible to a lot of people, because it's not, you know, it swings, it's got great content, but it's not what you'd call cerebral in any kind of negative way, is it?
No, actually, I never listened to an Oscar recording that didn't make me feel better, happy. You know, really up. And that's what I liked about that communication, you know,
mm-hmm.
the ability to communicate. Yeah.
Well, you know, I thought about the level at which jazz musicians communicate, which, of course, requires a lot of technique, a lot of musical knowledge. But
sure.
The communication happens so fast that you can't really be thinking about much of anything.
it's interesting. I'm not sure at this point which comes first, the singers reacting or the brain telling the singers to react.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's instantaneous, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you know,
and,
go ahead. Sorry.
Wayne and I, from the minute we met, had that kind of connection.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't happen all the time, but with him it did.
No, it doesn't happen even with really, really good players. It's not a given that you're going to be able to have that telepathy, is it?
Right. No, not at all. Mm-mm.
You know, Lenore, when after a great jazz musician has played a solo, be it Charlie Parker or Art Tatum or anyone, you can read an analysis of it where somebody takes the score, transcribes the solo, and says,
yeah.
Well, at this point, Tatum played a tritone substitution and played a descending mode over the, you know, all that stuff. But nobody's thinking about that at the time, are they?
No.
You
no.
couldn't.
I don't know that I ever actually even thought about it. I was one of those initially ear players.
Mm-hmm.
I could play what I heard before I knew what I was doing, essentially. I didn't know any jazz theory at all. I just played what I heard, and then I had to go back and learn what I was playing. You know, it's sort of backwards, but it worked.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the great jazz musicians of the past didn't really come from a very schooled place.
Correct. There were no jazz schools back then.
Correct.
Yeah, so they learned from the players that came before them, which actually I think is the best way to learn anyway.
Well, you know, talking about Oscar Peterson, his idol, as you know, was the great Art Tatum, who grew up almost completely blind and learned from listening to piano rolls which had things in them that a piano roll could play, but were impossible. But Tatum didn't know that, right?
Correct. At this point, I think listening to Art Tatum can be intimidating for somebody who's aspiring, because he covered everything.
Yeah.
He didn't miss anything harmonically, technically, and, you know, after Tatum, who is there, but
yeah.
Art. But Oscar had that swing.
Yes.
That's what drew me to him.
There's another thing that he had that really came out in that sample of your music that we played before, which is that he found the blues in all kinds of songs.
Yes. Good point. Right. Yeah.
And made blues licks relevant, even if he was playing, you know, Waltz for Debbie or something.
Yeah.
Very far away from that.
Sure. That's probably what I like, too, and I think I find that also. Even in a ballad, I think I have that blues thing going, you know. And on a piano, it's, you know, you can do it on a horn. You can bend what they call
right.
a note, flatten
right.
it. But on a piano, it's tricky. But somehow I think I've managed to do that, you know. It's kind of bending the note. Somehow I think I managed to do that.
Well, you know, if you flick the black adjoining black and white keys, you can sort of imply the pitches between, and that's
exactly.
That's kind of where the blues lives.
You got it right.
Well, you know, it's an issue we've all dealt with, right? How to get that kind of feeling into the music. But and you know, after all the technique, and obviously you and Wayne have considerable technique, but technique becomes a thing you have to sort of transcend if you're going to really communicate the way you're going to be doing in this concert, yeah?
Yeah, well, I think it's a question of anticipating also what makes sense in the transition from phrase to phrase, what works, what makes sense,
mm-hmm.
without becoming overly technical. And sometimes I think you can tend to become too technical. It's like two people talking at the same time without nonstop sentences, and
sure.
the audience can get a little lost. So it's that balance of technique, but also communication.
Yeah, I'm kind of making sure that you give the audience something to grab onto. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. You know, if somebody's talking at you too fast, you tune out after a while.
That's yeah. right. You say, wait a minute.
Thing.
You lost me, right? Lenore, thanks so much for talking with us. It's good to hear from you, and we'll look forward to this show.
Thanks, Chris. I love to play there. The audiences have been so terrific, and of course, coming to Hawaii is not a bad thing either,
yeah.
especially in January.
That's a pretty nice piano, too, isn't it, Lenore? Thanks. Bayanist Lenore Raphael and guitarist Wayne Wilkinson will perform Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio.